So hello, tell me who you are and what you're doing here, please.
Hi, I'm John Howard. I'm Executive Product Manager for Digital Creativity, Future Media Team and the BBC. We're making the future possible.
Right.
This idea that a lot of kids want to make games, a lot of kids want to make apps, but a lot of them told us that they didn't want to spend months learning how to become a programmer and weeks out of making a game. So they said if we do it in 5 minutes, they'd love to be able to do it. So we set that as a target, influenced by things like Minority Report. How can you make a component-based system where you can drag and drop and make quality games really quickly, just at the speed of thought.
So simplifying the coding process, sort of introducing the concept of it by...
Absolutely. So this is taking abstract and complexity in the same way that Pro Tools is a piece of software that makes songs, is a professional piece of software, very complicated, and GarageBand is a very entry level, but the output of each of those are songs that go in the charts. So here we were thinking, well, how do you take programming and turn something that you've got a quality output, so that if you want to become a creator and engage somebody in creativity, they want somebody to be able to consume it, so it has to spit something good out the other end.
So I'm bound to ask that. How do you, when you're working on something like that, how do you measure whether that thing that you've created in order to get other people to be creative, how do you know when it's been a success? It's not just hit rates, presumably. There's something else.
It's engagement. So the number of people who come to it, the number of games made. So we've made the first digital make product was against Technobabble, 10 minutes on a Sunday morning, pretty much the smallest brand on the BBC. And we launched this creative tool, and all of a sudden we've had over 500,000 users come and use it, and they have made way over 500,000 games. Nearly 10,000 of those have been brave enough to submit their games to the CBBC, and it's that engagement model, the time spent that they're coming in and the conversations that they're having. It was very early days for the kids, so the kids would be, as we know with 9, 10, 11-year-olds, very honest. This doesn't work quite the way I want it. I think it should be green. I think it should do this. And we're taking those comments and having that conversation with the kids and developing the tool as we move on to be able to be easier to use, better, and more appropriate for them.
So does that mean that actually by having that direct and undiluted audience feedback, that actually that helps the development process along in a way that maybe with adults it wouldn't be?
We were told we were crazy to go live so early, but I think it's been really useful. We've had to have a thick skin for some of the decisions that we'd made in the early phase, but I think overall we're developing a product which is much stronger because we've had that direct input. We did a lot of research beforehand, talked to a lot of people, took it to a lot of events, had thousands of kids using it, but actually getting the real statistical data and then having the feedback direct from those users is massively useful and has massively informed the direction that we've gone. We were working alongside Ardman Digital to build a product. They're fantastic at understanding the user and building user interfaces, and then taking our component-based system and bolting it in. So we're looking forward to the future with using the same system to do visualizations, to do storytelling as well. And I think that's tapping into some really brilliant creative areas that we know that these children are the thing they're most proud of now is their imagination. This has massively changed from even a few years ago. They get hyperspeed feedback. Everything they do, they're finding out whether it's good or bad very quickly. So they become very good at decision making, very confident in their own abilities.
Quite an iterative process then.
Yeah, well, we all did the same. When I was at school, you'd write an essay and a couple of days later you'd find out whether it was good or bad and you'd change your behaviour accordingly. Now kids are finding out online when they're posting things up almost instantaneously whether it's good or bad, how many likes did I get, and it's that decision-making process. So these kids are becoming highly evolved at decision-making, highly evolved creatively, so giving them the tools to create at the speed of thought allows them to have that same iterative process to find out whether things are working or not.
You've been working in online for at least 10 years, maybe longer, because I remember working with you nearly 10 years ago. When you think back to when you were a kid, how can you characterise how much things have changed? That's an awful question to ask you.
But... No, it's a good one. At the age of 10, my uncle bought a computer. He lived the other side of town. Every Saturday morning, I'd hike over, 45-minute walk to get to his place. And I'd spend the whole weekend using the computer and then hike.
What motivated you to walk 45 minutes? What was the thing that got
it? Was a computer. There were no home computers at that point. This was the only computer in my life, so I felt drawn to it because I could see that this was doing amazing. It had 3.5K of memory. You know, it was a tiny thing. My phone is a million times more powerful than that computer was. But I wrote lots of little games on it, and then that developed. I went to university and it drove me through. I used the BBC Micro. But the thing that's changed, I guess, is that interconnectivity. I wrote games and the people who played it were my family. The kids now are being creative and they can push it out to the world and find audiences.
They have a bigger audience. The audience is bigger and the reach is bigger.
Any creative endeavour is aimed at an audience, so you accept there to be some consumption of it. So one of the challenges here is to enable digital creativity, but also to enable digital creativity that will develop an audience and that will create pull to these experiences. And that's what we're working on, and a lot of really acute research is going on at the moment in those areas, and also the live things that we're pushing out there are massively powerful and informing us in ways that we had no idea it would. Lots of potential here, and very excited to be in this space, really.